With the Montana legislature scheduled to gavel in next week, conservation leaders are looking ahead at ways to protect the state's public lands, waterways, and air quality. Conservation groups are concerned that the state's entire federal delegation and top statewide offices are now in the hands of anti-conservation leaders. Given the loss of some environmental and conservation advocates in Montana, State Senator Pat Flores, a Democrat from Belgrade, says it's important to protect the progress Montana has made, especially when it comes to water quality.
Now more than ever, we have to stay incredibly vigilant about any erosion at all.
Conservation groups say an anti-conservation supermajority in the legislature was broken by picking up a dozen seats with candidates who support conservation efforts. Longtime U.S. Senator John Tester lost his re-election bid to Republican Tim Sheehy, despite being credited with protecting Montana's public lands and waterways. It's the first time in more than 110 years that Montana has had a federal delegation that advocates consider anti-conservation. Nikki Zupanik, an attorney and longtime conservation advocate, says it will be important to craft a message for moderate lawmakers.
Who are thinking about tourism, who are thinking about why people come to Montana to recreate here.
Zupanik also highlighted a nonpartisan supporter of the environmentally friendly Montana Constitution being elected to the state Supreme Court as a bright spot for the state in 2025. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.